Yeah, how's it going, everyone out there? We're back. We are always going to be back. You know why? Because my name's Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you guys are listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. That's us, the Carolyn and Joe Show. My name is Joe. I'm a filmmaker, a pretty fantastic everything else. And across from me is the one and only amazing cartoonist extraordinaire, the lovely and absolutely charming Carolyn Bilewski. How you doing, Carolyn?
I'm charming.
Charming. Charming.
I have charms. You can't catch me, Ducky Charms.
We are in August. It is August. It has happened. It's almost amazing when you come and think about it, because it's like, wow, I just remember talking about New Year's. I remember talking about spring. I remember talking about the summer. And now we're in August. It's almost like it's the end. This is the school. This is like when the college is beginning. And how are you supposed to take it in life? All I can take is sweatiness.
We're already past the halfway point.
Yeah.
But that's how it is. I can't believe it. I want all the time to come back to me.
You want all the time to come back to me? See,
yes.
I'm different. I want to go.
I would love it if I could have like an extra month.
It's interesting because at the same time, like, you know, even if we're speaking in professional wrestling terms, I just read an interview with Paul Heyman saying, like, how do you feel about, like, all these people trying to bring back ECW, like, again? And he was saying, like, you know what? It's time to move on. And it really is. Sometimes it's time to move on from certain things and just grow. And moving on is sort of growing in a way. And I guess I'm a big stickler for, like, not repeating, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe I'm one of those guys. I'm not saying that I want to, like, relive the past month. I really don't, actually, but what I would love is to just somehow, like, interject some time between now
slow down the days.
Between now and the end of the year, because I feel like it's going so fast, and I'm like, what?
You can go to Antarctica, and there's, like, longer days there. How about that?
I don't know if it's worth the cold, but the penguins are cute.
Unless they're giant penguins.
I think I could get along with a giant penguin.
Giant, scary, like, you know, Into the Mountain of Madness ones. But wait! It's the Carolyn's News.
It's time for the news. And it is August, like Joe has mentioned. And we don't have any tour dates this month. But
wait, don't we? Do we?
No, we don't. We do not. But last weekend, we did do a surprise. A surprise event.
Supplies
at Phantom Comics. They have a new shop now in DuPont Circle, and we were there for the premiere party. There was cake. There was a wrestler there. There was lots of fun stuff, and I was really glad to meet everyone there. And we also handed out Magic Bullet number 9 for free, so that was pretty nice to get that out into the hands of the public. And you can also pick up your Magic Bullet number 9, which is Washington, D.C.'s comics newspaper, edited by yours truly, and featuring over 50 comic artists writers.
You say comics newspaper, but a lot of times I always want to, like, correct people that if when you say comics newspaper, it's almost like, because I remember back in the day when I used to go to another universe and stuff like that, like, a comics newspaper would literally be like the news.
The news about comics?
Yeah, the news about comics. It'd be like folded in half. Very similar, but it didn't have comics in it. So I always say, like, oh, Magic Bullet is a comic book anthology in a newspaper format, as opposed to, like, the reverse.
Cool. Thanks for clarifying in case
No, I'm just saying that that's how I do. You don't have to do it like that. But it's just like,
no,
people will be like, oh, this is the news, you know?
It's helpful. Yeah. I never thought of it that way, but it's basically a whole newspaper. It's newsprint filled with comics.
It's a comic book anthology newsprint style. I don't know.
Yes, and it's large format. It's enjoyable. If you really like something, you can cut it up, put it on your wall.
Yeah, it is poster size.
You can use it as fish wrap, kindling, a whole bunch of good usage for
it. But don't, because, you know, in the future, it's going to be worth a lot of money.
I mean, I've seen it for like $15 or $20 on eBay.
Yeah, so that means it's gone up, what is it, 1,500%?
Well, it's free.
Yeah, but that means free times 15. That means
a million.
So that's 1,500% growth in profit. Of
exactly.
That issue.
So
I
you
think,
know,
I think.
Basically, go to magicbulletcomics.com, and you'll see a listing that is updated because I've updated the full listing of where you can find Magic Bullet number 9. It's our Western issue with a cover by Nick Galifianakis. So please, 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 try to get your hands, get your grubby hands on one of those Magic Bullets, because that is the hottest thing coming out of Washington, D.C. comics scene right now. And you'll be surprised, and it's a pretty solid issue. I hope you enjoy it. And as far as the rest of the news, I will say we will be at Small Press Expo, we will be at Baltimore Comic Con, and we will be at New York Comic Con. And for those keeping tabs at New York Comic Con, we will be at Small Press booth number 1162. Write it down.
Is that the same spot we were in last year?
Yes, same exact spot.
So if they remember us from last year.
Yeah, if you remember us from last year, check us out in the same spot. But it does help to have a game plan going into New York Comic Con. Otherwise, you're just going to be shuffled along with the crowds, riding the waves of the crowds. So again, type it into your smartphone or write it down. Small Press booth number 1162 is Curl's studio with Laughing Redhead. And we will be passing out Magic Bullet number 9 for free if you ask. Or if you buy something from us. Yeah. All right.
So it's a prize.
Yeah, it's a gift from us to you.
A gift from us to you.
Yeah. And I love meeting you guys at New York Comic Con. It's exciting. Looking to be a really big show again this year. And I mean, we didn't make it out to San Diego this past weekend, but I know a whole bunch of people did. It's funny because like I stayed off the internet for the most part, like during San Diego Comic-Con weekend. But now this past weekend, everybody's like writing their updates about San Diego because I guess they got back, they wrote their reports, they uploaded their pictures. So there's like no way around of like seeing it. And I will say like I don't think jealousy is the word, because I'm not like, oh, those people are at San Diego, I wish I was there and I'm so jealous of them. I'm not necessarily like that. I mean, I definitely, like, wish I was there in a world where I didn't have to, like, pay to go to San Diego. If somebody could somehow finance that trip, like, I would totally enjoy it and rock it. But at this point, it just doesn't seem feasible to go there right now. But I'm not saying no, and I'm not saying, you know, never say never. But maybe one day we will be there. But it just seems like a big cost to go there, and also, like, a whole week off. And, you know, it's an investment. It definitely is. But it looks so enjoyable. And I'm glad that everyone had fun at San Diego, it seems.
So here's the thing, though. Coming out of, like, Comic-Con. I mean, Comic-Cons are such a you know, a big business as it is already. You got, you know, everyone wants to be at any Comic-Con. And it's weird because I felt like this new San Diego Comic-Con, the new international the episode, the new one that just came out.
2014.
Once, yeah, 2014 edition. For once, I actually heard a lot of, and this is bound to happen, but there's a lot of stuff that went down that I was, you know, that I was reading about. It was being shoved in my face, actually, through Facebook feed. And one was the Salt Lake City Comic-Con, or one of those, saying that, like, I mean, San Diego was like basically suing them, saying they can't use the word Comic-Con, you know.
Everyone uses that word.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So there was that news, and then there's also like, oh, the cosplay assault rape on that girl, who I forget who her name was, but you can look it up. And it's really interesting. They brought up like two very strong points that I felt like that are going to happen, and they are going to be discussed in further as like the Comic Cons will basically take over the whole entire world. But we'll have Northern America Comic Con.
I remember
soon,
like
soon.
3 years ago, maybe, like the big controversy was like Hole H, somebody got stabbed in the eye
yeah.
with a pen.
Well, see now, like the one with the cosplay, the girl that was like found bloody assaulted or wherever, like there's a lot of stories going back and forth, but from my recollection, it's probably not the most perfect recollection, but a girl, underage girl was, the front story was she was found assaulted and beaten, you know, and then on the side of the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that brought up the story, you know, of like how that people, of course, how'd that happen? How'd that happen to her? And then, you know, then they traced it back to like, they traced it back to the girl or the guy that was like her chaperone or her the person she was with, you know, like saying, you know, they found out that drama. I mean, I'm gonna mess up the story a lot, but basically, they were saying like, oh, it was him or his gang, you know, like a gang assaulted him or her, and then stuff like that, you know. And then basically then the story comes out like, oh, she was underage and he was like 29, and they're saying like, oh, he's like a pervert photographer just shooting like a half naked, like, you know, like naked cosplay girls. And you know, it branched off into that type of story of where was he, you know, like who would beat up these girls. So that was one part of the story I felt was really interesting. Or, you know,
several girls? No, they're just up,
well, I don't know. But like the story was about that one girl who was found, you know, who was found bloody in cosplay on the side of the road or on the side, something like that. And apparently she went missing at a certain point. I don't really know the deep specifics of that story, but really what happened was, since that story came out, then the big push that came out was now like of cosplay girls being like, you know, you have the one with the main cosplayer and the America's Top Model girl, like Adriana Curry or whatever her name is, saying that like her friend who was dressed as Tigress had like a guy, like while they're posing, like had a guy like stick a photo like up towards her butt and take a photo, you know what I mean? And then she ran him down and beat the shit out of him with his face, like with her whip, because she was Catwoman. Uh-huh. You know, she got a lot of praise for that. And so like there's basically this story out of San Diego Comic-Con coming out for me. The big news was all these cosplayer girls are now being like, what's the word? It's not sexually molested, but it's like, what is it? What is that word where, you know, they're like,
guys are being pervy on them?
Pretty much like that, you know, and then the guys, a lot of guys are coming back and saying like, well, you know, you're dressed like that. You know, so you're coming back to this, like, are they slutty? Are they sluts? You know, like, you dress like a slut. You're going to go out there. Well, cosplay girls are half naked and, you know, a bunch of pervy guys are going to stick cameras and get molested, you know, or assaulted. You know what I mean? Like, unwanted hand touching happening. So that's the stuff I was hearing a lot of at San Diego Comic-Con. And so I was like, man, what's going on? This, like, you know, when you go to a Comic-Con, it used to be like this fun place. People can be happy, you know, like, but now I feel like the bigger it gets, the more you're going to run into these problems, because you're going to have freaking civilians in this. And that's what I'm hearing about. That's like
the girl that was on the street, last update I heard, just reading headlines only, was that she apparently fell.
Yeah, so but that's,
and was not assaulted.
Yeah, so that's the truth. But see, like, you know what happens with anything that's released online, the first story to hit, that's the one everyone's gonna react to, you know what I mean? But like when the truth comes out, then it's like, oh, okay, so, but then they found out, oh, the guy, you know, was having sexual relations with her, supposedly.
Wait, they were?
Or supposedly they were dating. There were people saying they were dating, and it was an underage thing. So they're all like, "Well, he's not clean whatsoever, because, you know, they were in a relationship or something like that." And he's 29, she's 17.
Well,
it's an underage thing.
Why wasn't he looking after her? Why was she there?
Oh, because apparently they had a fight. He wanted to go. He wanted to leave. He was done with the party, but she was like, "No, I want to go on a party." You know what I mean? Maybe she's a, you know, 17-year-old. You're young. You want to get into it. You're not supposed to be drinking. You're 17, but now you're at a party. All these people are having a good time. He's like, well, I want to get out. And apparently they fought, and they're like, no. Then he's like, well, fuck off then, you do whatever you want. Then he left, and then she disappeared, and then all of a sudden she shows up bloody outside, you know what I mean? And then one story says she was assaulted, then truth comes out, there's a fall, and then everyone's on the uproar about like all these, now all these girls in cosplay, you know, being like sexual assault and stuff like that happening, sexual anything where, you know, guys are being unpleasurable towards women. And that's like the story I heard out of San Diego Comic-Con, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? This seems to be like the thing this year
with cosplay. Like, they are wearing very little sometimes now.
Yeah,
and that is sometimes how the females are drawn in the comic books. So in reality, they are being good cosplayers by being realistic to the actual character. But, you know, in my opinion, it's like, that does require, like, confidence to go out there and be like, I'm barely wearing anything. And
yeah, if they're trying to be that character,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and, like, okay, for example, like, I follow, I don't actually know her real name. It's, like, Milland or something. But she basically
mill land.
Yeah, malt land or something. Like, I'm just totally butchering her name, but she basically played Rachel on Boy Meets World. And I follow her on social media just because, like, she's Boy Meets World and I love Boy Meets World. And, like, really, like, a lot of the pictures that she posts in general are just, like, hot pictures of herself in bikinis. And apparently for the past year or so, or maybe 2 years, she started getting in on this Comic-Con thing. And she, I don't know if she gets paid to do it or if she just does it for fun, but she basically wears, like, really very little. And she's done,
what,
like,
what do
Princess
mean,
Leia.
What do you mean very little?
Like, she did this one outfit, and I don't even know what character it was, but
we need
it's...
to paint, we need to paint this story for those guys
out
there.
I think it was, like, a green, like... I wouldn't even call it a shirt or a dress, but it basically, like, revealed, like, the whole side of her body with, like, one little strap along the hip. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it was like a bib. Like, you know, like a long bib.
There was a time when girls were wearing shirt. Like, remember the half shirts? The bandana shirts? Like that?
But
a whole entire
But it was
dress.
Like a whole thing going down. And then, like, you could see, like, side boob.
Yeah.
And then you could basically see, like, her rib cage and her hip. Basically, the whole side of her body was revealed.
Yeah.
And, like, also strategically placed to, like, barely cover the nipple and the pussy.
And the pussy.
But basically, gotta cover that, you know, pussy. Like, and I'm not discrediting her. She obviously, like, is in good condition. And she's a good-looking girl. So, like, you know, I'm not trying to dismiss her. You know, if anything, she's the right type of person to wear these outfits.
Yeah.
And, like, but I'm just saying, like, it does invite creepos.
But the thing is, though, in a way, it's like, I guess that's what the discussion is all about. It's like, you know, you've seen that picture of like that girl that went like topless, like in the streets, and then written on her body is like, still not asking for it.
I haven't seen that.
Well, there's an image like that.
Is that at Comic-Con?
No, but just like in the street, like, I forget where it is.
What I'm saying is, like, I should rephrase what I just said by meaning like inviting the creepos. Like, I really don't think that they're like, yes, please, come in. I'm inviting you. Like, I don't think that women are asking for that. But, like, the male psyche, like, certain males, they would be like, oh, it's okay to look at them. They want the sexual attraction.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying...
Yeah, all that attention.
But I think those girls are looking for attention, and maybe they might want to be photographed or something like that. But I don't think they're asking to be touched or photographed up the butt, like an upskirt. Or, you know, like, sexually aggressive people, or, like, you know, they're not asking to, be, like, be beaten up or to, like, be raped and all that. Like, I don't think I don't think any girl's asking for that. But I think they are looking for attention.
It's still the attention, though, right? That's a crucial thing.
Or even, like, you know,
why go out at all?
You know, Rachel from Boy Meets World, she's dressed at, I've seen her dressed also as, like, Princess Leia in, like, the most skimpiest Princess Leia outfit I've seen.
I mean, at the same time, it's like, you know, it's the same reason why, you know, if you're a fitness model or you're working out and your body looks awesome, you know, why are you going to cover it if it pays off, right?
I think the thing is with the fitness model, though, that's like in a closed thing. Like, they're on the cover of a magazine and they're probably on like a closed
set. Well, maybe not fitness model, but maybe just a person that's been busting their ass at the gym and they can wear these things now.
Yeah.
Is that the same?
That's fine. But what I'm saying is, like, at Comic-Con, you have access to like those creepos, really. So, like, they are going to look at you and they are going to want pictures and all that, and they are going to oogle over you. Whereas, like, if you are a fitness model, it's more like you're going to competitions and stuff, and that's
but
more closed off.
I don't mean fitness model. I just mean a girl that's like, you know, that's, you know, is in shape, so to speak. They bust
their
ass to do
that.
But
even, like, you know what's interesting is the girl from Boy Meets World, like, you know, like, the next day she'll post pictures from, like, I'm making this up, like, Entertainment Weekly or some type of press coverage, and they're like, look at her in her Comic-Con outfit. You know, so it's like she's getting press from that just because she's riding off the Boy Meets World fame, and apparently she was in a movie called White Chicks. I don't know what else she's been doing recently, but I hope she makes it to Girl Meets World, because I think she posted some pictures from the set earlier.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, she is, like, basically marketing herself on her look and her body. And that's fine. Like, that's her career choice, you know? But, you know, if she's wearing skimpy outfits like that, and then there's other models out there wearing skimpy outfits like that. Like,
I mean,
that's,
it's just not even models, just girls, man.
Or even just girls, you know, like...
You know, there's a difference between a model and just someone wearing scantily clad clothing.
But I don't think anyone, like, is asking to be touched. That's or asking to... for anything more than just a photograph. Can I have a picture with you? You know, something like that. Like, that's really the extent of it. That's really all that should be done. Nothing more than that. No, and I'm not talking about creepy upskirt pictures. I'm just talking about standard pictures, you know, where you're standing next to them smiling.
Because it's like, in a way, this is the problem I feel like that happens when a show or when any big entity becomes big. Like, even when you have, I remember they were talking about Lollapalooza, right? And Lollapalooza used to be this awesome, just like, you know, alternative show. And then you just have like the alternative kids and they're all nice to each other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then it got big enough to now Metallica headlined it. And then once you get these bigger acts, now that it introduces people outside of the circle, you know? And then what happens is a lot of times those guys and girls are sort of douchey and bitches, you know what I mean? And those are not the original spirit. But that's what happens when you expand upon any entity, if with a band or a show or something like that, you do introduce, you know, now it's not the niche audience. Now it's like any audience, and not all audiences are nice, you know? So when you mix a girl that's trying to cosplay and you're proud about that, and, you know, like, you know, of course they're rocking it out the best they can, but then you bring in that audience of just like, oh man, I'm going, you know, blah, 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 blah. I have a camera and this is where I can take some pictures of hot chicks and, you know, whatever superhero thing, you know what I mean? You're going to get that reckless.
But it's interesting that you brought up Metallica, because I don't know if you remember this, but this was like quite a while ago, like 5, 6, 7 years ago, maybe even more. It actually happened in Virginia. I think it was like Virginia Tech or UVA, one of those colleges. Actually, like, it might have been Virginia Tech, of course, like the most horrific of all schools. But yeah, I have to check on
exactly. Is it the most horrific of all schools?
Well,
what do you mean?
That's where the school shooting was and like all this other stuff and like the Michael Vick and all that. Like, there's so many bad things that come out of Virginia Tech. But
and a bunch of graduates with the high intellect.
Yeah, I know. Like,
bunch of,
I don't know if all of them are high. Well, high intellect, yes. I actually visited Virginia Tech on a tour. I wasn't really intending on going there for school, but since I got accepted, like, my parents were like, you should go on a tour and check it out. So I went on several college tours, actually. And Virginia Tech was, like, not to, you know, be broadcasting poorly about them, but it was, like, by far the worst tour. And, like, I asked, like, it's a big campus, so, like, we didn't really know exactly where the art department was. And, like, we asked around, and this is, like, early on a Saturday morning, and kids were, like, coming from breakfast and stuff, and they were all, like, hungover. No one had any idea where the art room was, or the art building. And it was, like, I don't know, I wasn't really impressed with their art. So, I do know, actually, a couple designers that graduated from Virginia Tech, and they are pretty good, so maybe, like, it's not so bad, but it didn't impress me at all, and like no one knew where we should go, and like it was just pretty, I don't know, it just seemed like you were a number there and there's so many kids, but I don't know if everyone really there has like an extremely high GPA. That's more of like a UVA thing. But yeah, Virginia Tech, not really impressed. Anyway, but apparently there was a Metallica show there, and a girl actually did get abducted, and they never found her, last I heard. And it was, like, a big case, and even, like, Metallica was, like, trying to help find her, and they were, like, they did, like, several announcements, like, if anyone could find her. But apparently she was there with her friends, and then, like, they said, like, I guess halfway through the concert, she was like, I gotta go, and, like, she just, like, left. And then, like, never, like, they thought she was going outside to, like, you know, do something, or I don't know, make a phone call or like go to the bathroom or something, but then they never found her.
So do you think that's something that's happening now when you have these bigger conventions, you know, at nighttime? It does literally become this party atmosphere, you know what I mean? And that's, you know, it's becoming that thing. It's like now you have cosplayers, you know, now you have clubs, and you know, of course you have girls and guys and drinking, and It's becoming, it's you, the same rules apply, you know what I mean? It's still going to be like, oh, you get drunk, you go to party, shit can happen like that, you know,
And the same thing happened, like, you know, along the same lines, like, and then a few days later, I read these headlines, and it says, girl at the Keith Urban concert got assaulted, and I'm like, really? At the concert, and apparently...
That's not how you told the story to me.
No, I did. She got raped, right?
Yeah, that's a little different than assaulted.
Raped and assaulted.
No,
I guess
it's two different things there.
Assaulted is like the nice word for rape.
No, it's not. I can't, if I go and assault someone on the street, doesn't mean I raped him.
Well,
she got raped.
Apparently
she got raped. Is there a different...
From what I heard, she got raped at the concert, yeah. Which first of all, like...
I just want to clarify.
I just
want to clarify. Assaulting someone is not a nice way of saying raped. There's two different.
Probably.
There's two different crimes happening there.
That's what one of the headlines said. One of the headlines said.
There's aggravated. There's assaulted rape. Yeah, but you can't be like, oh, I just jumped some dude. You know, I just jumped some dude in the street because he stole my money, and then the police officer be like, you assaulted him, and then the his associate be like, oh, that's just a nice way of saying raped, and then all of a sudden like, oh, he raped the dude. I'm like, no, that's not. I beat his ass. I destroyed him with my fist in his face. That is not rape. Rape is rape.
But also, like, why would you
rape
do
is
it?
Wrong.
Why would you do it, first of all, at an actual concert? Not like I'm saying
it's okay.
I guess
the music is motivating to like that. But when you told me that story, it was so amazing because it was amazing in a horrifying way. You're like...
Because people were, like, filming it.
And they weren't trying to stop it.
See, that's... like, oh, we need this for evidence. I'm going to sit here and watch it and film it.
And that's the thing that's really getting retarded, you know, when it comes to this level of almost the way our society is. It's like we all, when you told me that story, when you told me that story about the girl getting raped at a Keith Urban concert and people around them didn't know what to do, so they stuck their phones out, you know, and they all wanted to be voyeuristic. They're like, I don't know, I'm scared, but I'm going to stick my phone out and film it. And then, you know, I wasn't sure if it's good or bad.
This is for you porn.
Yeah, see, there's one stage before that. It's like, okay, there's these two people having sex, right? One, it doesn't look like it's supposed to be happening. Should I do something? Wait a minute. Let me stick my phone out there and record that. See? And then that's that line where people are like, when people use this line against people like, oh, don't look at that. They're perverted. Motherfucker, everyone's fucking perverted like that. These people at a fucking cheery-go-round Keith Urban concert saw people having sex, stuck their phone out. They're the ones that are, those are the ones that are the offenders, man. But also because they just stood and they stood on the line. They're like, well, I don't know what to do. They're like, I don't know. It didn't look like it was supposed to be happening. And then the girl comes out saying like did she not want to get raped? But the fact,
well,
no one wants to be raped.
Well, actually, an off-duty police officer stopped it.
Yeah. And like the simple fact of like, you know, people just, you know, it's like that moment in Spider-Man 2 when, or it might have been 3. One of those Spider-Mans where he's getting, where Peter doesn't have his powers anymore, and he walks in front of an alleyway, and he hears and sees people getting mugged behind him, and he decides just to keep walking because he can't do anything about it. That's equivalent to that. That's equivalent when they just stood by and saw someone get hurt. But, you know, I understand not wanting to get physical. Not everyone's physical. You know, not everyone's confrontational like that. You know, but there's always a creative way. But to stick your phone out and start, like, filming that thing, like you're going to watch it later? You know what I mean? That's
I don't think they were going to watch it there. I really think that they were filming it for the police or something.
Yeah, but you're still going to watch it. Yeah, film it for police, sure. You can film it for police, or you can be street justice police.
But
you know,
it's,
throw something.
Well,
right?
Also,
I don't
like,
know.
It actually,
I don't
like,
know what
makes
I'll do
me
in that
really upset that it happened at a Keith Urban show. Because it's like, and I'm not saying it should have not happened there, and maybe, like, happened at, I don't know what show you'd be most likely to get raped at, but, like, probably an R. Kelly show or something. But, like, I just don't understand, like, to me, Keith Urban's, like, wholesome, good music, and, like, of course he's, like, devastated when he hears that news.
Yeah,
and
that's sort of
like
a downer. You're like, man, we rocked that show. Oh, by the way, someone got raped. Oh. You know,
yeah,
it's like some people, like, Lifehouse has people getting, like, you know, marriage proposals, and then now Keith Urban's like, yeah, well, people get raped in my show.
And
it's like two different
And
two
also,
different
if you're,
sides.
Like, a parent, and you have, like, whatever, 15 or 16-year-old girl that would love to go to a Keith Urban show, now it's kind of like, oh, well, I have to go with you and, like, sit with you and
yeah,
all that.
Because think of this. What is, they have websites for people to search for who in your neighborhood or your town who is, like, a sexual assault, whatever it is. You know what I mean? To have that as a stickler for something now at your show, it's, like, the same thing. It's like, oh, yeah, the San Diego Comic-Con, this girl got sexually assaulted and, you know, molested. That's always going to stay on your record. You got to put that on your record now. You know what I mean?
Or just like the TJ Maxx where the Virginia butt stabber was. Yeah. Every time I walk by that, I'm like, this is where the butt stabber is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like that the sexual assault or sexual anything, a rape or anything like that is, that never gets removed from your permanent record. You know what I mean? That's such a, you know, and it's stupid because like I find I'm personally, I despise rapists and people who do that because I'm like, that's so fucking pathetic. You know?
It is pretty sad.
It's
like, get a girlfriend and have a real relationship.
It's like, the thing is, though, when I think of that, and I dare any rapist to come to me and try to step up me, and I'll fucking slice their fucking throat. Because, like, for one thing, they're like, in my head, I'm like, oh, no girl will sleep with me or something like that. I might as well force them into having sex with me, and now I'm the man. You're not the fucking man, you know? You're nothing. You're a piece of shit. It's like, it's really retarded. And I mean this, and I mean retarded in that sense that, like, they're retarded because they can't do that. One thing is, that's part of the challenge. If you want to have sex with somebody, you know what I mean? And they're, you know, that's part of life, man. That's part of the natural thing. But you don't just go and force yourself upon you. That means you failed. You know what I'm saying? That means you didn't do good. If you had to force it on you, because sex is sort of a team sport. You
also,
know what I mean?
It's not like
how it is.
The girl at Comic-Con, was she drinking? Was that ever released?
Sure, I bet she was drinking.
And because I think
I bet
that
she
the,
was. She's at a party.
I could be wrong.
Who's regulating
but
this
I also
at hotel?
Think that the girl from the Keith Urban might have been drinking.
And there we go.
So that's also a root of the problem. Is actually underage drinking? Maybe. I don't know enough. Like, again, we are not police officers. I don't have the police reports, but it seems like drinking is also a problem.
But like, also at the same time, at the convention, there wasn't, you know, there's still people there. You know, they you're not drinking out and open and still putting cameras in people's butts and stuff like that. And I mean, I was hearing stories about like that just happening. All types of girls wearing cosplay, and it's weird.
I just don't understand. Honestly, if you're 15 and you're like, oh, I'm gonna put this camera up this girl's butt and take her picture, like that seems like a 15-year-old thing to do.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like a lot of people are still like a lot of guys are still like 12. That's why sometimes it's even tough for me to be a professional photographer. You know, and you're always searching for talent in a way, but then it's also like you know, I understand that there's that stickler for photographers just to be. I've seen the images, just shoot perverted shots, and with no sense of direction or anything like that. You know, it's just like, you know what I mean? The best way I can describe it is there's no purpose to this photo other than to be like, look, I shot this naked chick or half naked chick. You know what I mean? I understand that. But like, imagine there's like a world of full of those now because everyone has a freaking camera.
And also, like, even on my Facebook feed, I hardly try to look at it anymore. But sometimes I'm just be scrolling down. And like, seriously, it feels like a large majority is not like even tastefully done photos of women. It's just like girls like looking hot in a bikini or whatever, but the photo isn't even like well done, you know? It's like
there's no actually creative direction
but
to
also
it.
Like I'm not even looking for it, like, so I'm like, oh, so basically, like, I know everything is like a free-for-all on the internet, but like it does kind of like bother me a little bit where like it's one thing if I, like, Google bikini pictures, you know? Like, that's fine. But I'm, like, getting all these things, like, randomly. Like, just people just, like, taking pictures of nakeds all over the place.
Nakeds. The nakeds.
I don't know, man.
It's running rampant, I tell you what. I mean, let's be honest. Everyone wants to see. The one thing the whole entire world wants to see is the naked female form. You know what I mean? But there comes a time where, at least for me, it really, like, I don't know, it really, I'm like, come on, guys, are you trying to, you know, make an image? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, I'm not going to say that it does get sort of tiresome when you know what the soul of the piece really is.
Yeah, it's basically, not, if there is just, like, no soul, and it's basically, like, we want to just see this girl naked.
But wait, let me put a light on it. And there you go, you know what I mean?
And it's not even, like, well done.
There's just, like, no other purpose. That's why it's crazy, because when you see those types of level of photography, but then when you look at, like, when you do see a little bit of nudity, like, say, like, even an interview magazine or, like, a really high-end, like, magazine, you almost see beyond the nudity. You know what I mean? It becomes like
art.
It becomes like a brushstroke in the painting.
You know what's interesting, though? This whole thing is making me realize that Playboy, like, I never disliked Playboy, but I think when I was younger, I had like that taste of Playboy, and I was just like, oh, Playboy. I'm like, people actually pose for this and like that thing. But now I'm actually having a high level of respect for Playboy.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good. It's pretty damn good photography, too.
I mean,
of course,
like,
there's that little low end, but when they get fucking good, they're good as shit.
But like,
that's one of the best photographers out there.
Some of the girls I might not be, like, into or whatever, like the typical, like, blonde, like, I'm the college girl, you know, like that.
Well, but they have their own genres in there now,
I mean,
too.
I don't know. I'm not, like, a Playboy expert, but what I'm saying is, like, at least this conversation has led me to think that at least Playboy is something that has been somewhat thought out, is respectable, and shows nice portraits of women naked.
And they do have concepts. They do have concepts, you know what I mean?
But that's what I'm getting at. At least that's like tasteful, you know, and it's like, oh, it's thoughtful. Not just like quick snapshots. Like now I feel like it's like that voyeuristic photo thing is in, and that's fine. Like that's like a trend, you know, like selfies and all that. But now it's like I really actually respect like a tastefully done nudity.
I'm not saying that I'm the biggest fan of cosplay photography. I'm not really. But this is I do see it. Like since, you know, I guess this geekdom is massive, and now like even like the Playboy models are like, oh, I'm geeky too, and I can do this. See, yeah. that's what happens.
They all want to be like cosplayers now. I how much you want to bet? Seriously, like a lot of this, especially the San Diego Comic-Con cosplayers, are like straight up models looking for work, or you know, like actresses and or Playboy playmates that are just like,
and
hey,
not,
this
and not
is
like
a,
legit.
And this is an opportunity to like be sexy in like my Poison Ivy costume or whatever, and like. They're just looking at it like, I mean, I'm sure they're having fun. Actually, I'm sure some of them actually respect the characters. It's not that I don't want to exclude them and be like, oh, they don't even read comics. They don't belong there. Like, I don't want to, you know, there's a place for them there. If they want to look sexy wearing their outfit, wearing whatever, Harley Quinn or whoever they want to be, like, that's fine. There is a place for them. But the thing is, like, everyone needs respect.
And that's the challenging part now, I feel like, because see, there's a lot of people that are like legit, like, hey, I love cosplay. I may not be like, you know, like freaking top 10 model shape, but I want to go out there and have fun and do that. It's like, I wonder how they feel when they have to go out and then they see their costume and then they see like someone else dressed and they're like, you know, like super toned and shit like that and getting all the attention, because of course the dudes out there be like, oh man, this is as close as we're going to get to a hot girl for real or something like that, you know?
Well, it's all about confidence, really, because there's like a lot of those cosplay outfits that are pretty skimpy and like, I mean, it's one thing to like wear it, you know, I guess in the privacy of your own home or something, but to wear it in public like that, I think it's really ballsy. But some of those women are already like, that's part of their job to look hot. So I guess like they're just, if they get exposure from E or all that, then they're down with that. Because I can totally see people being like, oh my god, I was on E for like a second, you know, and
it's
they
funny.
Get that exposure.
But I think it's also a funny story because at the same time, like when I was going in New York Comic Con, like down the aisle from us was like a, like I guess like a some sort of model, and she had her magazine, her calendar and stuff, and like no one was talking to her. Remember, even when we saw like the Playboy models at New York Comic Con, no one was talking to them. So
no,
I was like,
every model that I've seen that has a booth at New York Comic Con, no one, like, they're always just sitting there and no one ever is coming up to them.
So it's almost like that, just that added addition of like, oh, I'm dressed in a Freddy costume or something like that. It's like, oh, cool, now you're accepted. You know what I mean? It's like you almost have to wear like that's like the pass.
See, some of those girls I don't think actually have a booth. I think they just walk around like that. And they might go to, like, they might be invited. Because I think the Boy Meets World Rachel girl, I think she was invited to several Comic-Con parties. So maybe she just, like, goes there and, you know, dresses up like Multipass or whatever. Who's the chick from Multipass?
Lilu.
Like, I know she did Lilu last year, I think. But, like, you know, maybe she dresses like that and then they have her at the party. You know, I don't know if she's getting paid for it or not, or how is she getting into like all these exclusive Comic-Con parties, you know?
I don't know, man. They just see her and they're like, okay, you can come in the pass.
Yeah.
The pass. It's just
multi-pass.
Like, it's just like in, what was it? Not 40-year-old. What was the one with Leslie Mann with the doorman story?
That was Knocked Up.
Oh yeah. It's just like Knocked Up. Like, they're trying to get into the door, and like the hot girls walk through, and they're like, "Why'd you let them in?" Because they can come in. it's a sad thing because, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happened in New York and San Diego Comic Con, and you know, of course, the one year, you know, we'll be able to go there as guests and stuff like that. But as you know, I never like hearing stories. That was like the massive big story I was hearing. It almost like it totally, that stuff like overshadows like you know, even the big news was the Batman and Superman trailer.
I didn't even hear
out.
About any of that. All I heard was the assault case.
Yeah, and like I was like, well, see, that's gonna take away everything.
Well,
is it now safe? Are people gonna are girls gonna be able to go out half naked now? Or are they scared to go half naked but painted or half?
I guess
clothing?
It's good that it opens a dialogue, but at the same time, it's like that. If that's not even true about what happened, and she was not raped and she just fell, I mean that's.
But see that
a big difference.
It opened, but see that what it did. It opened up the floodgates for everyone to comment on, you know, like, you know, oh she because people are like saying like, oh she deserved it, all the half naked. That's of course they're gonna dress
but
up
do
like
you,
that.
Like I'm not saying that those girls deserve it at all. No one deserves to be either raped or take a picture of their butt and all that. Like
no one deserves to have something that they don't want to have happen to them. You know,
yeah, but
even
but,
if they assume like, oh yeah, they expected that. No one really, you know what I mean? There are people that do want that, but they're open. I don't know how it is, but if they didn't want that, don't let it happen. You
but
know
also
what I mean?
Like,
or ask, how about just ask? What is so hard to ask?
So a guy's supposed to come up and be like, I really like you. We
yeah.
should have sex tonight.
Yeah. And then let that judgment and that turning point happen.
And then if she's like, yes, then they do it.
Then
do
it.
Then she's like, yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah. At least you had the balls to ask that, right?
I guess.
I see that shit on Tumblr all the time. All these anons or, you know,
anonymous.
Or that's anonymous. All these asking questions of all these people. You know what I mean? Everyone's all like, you know, they're like, oh, you're so hot, baby. Would you take a picture of your bush or something like that? And they're like, no. Pay for my picks,
but
stuff like that.
I guess
you don't get what you don't ask for.
That is true, but I personally do think some people go a little far off their outfits, because I saw like last year at San Diego, people had like the painted on, there no clothes and just painted.
Yeah,
and like it looked good.
Which I feel which, like no, I don't like. I feel like the painted on stuff when you're painting on the skin and any type of that stuff, I think that looks lame. I'm sorry.
I know, but that's like is straight up naked.
Yeah, it is, and that's the only reason why they do that.
Exactly.
They don't do that because it looks good. Because you know what? It never looks good.
No, but
unless
they're
you're
looking
look,
to be known. You know, they'd be like, oh, she has a hot body.
Well, yeah,
I'm gonna hire her
for
whatever.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
That's
but
they're looking for jobs.
That's
man.
Great. That's a good audition tape. That's a good portfolio piece. That's why they did. For free, but at the end of the day, to me, any type of that model being painted on or anyone being painted on, it never looks great to me. I don't know why that, but really, it's just that fine line of like, oh, it's naked, but look, it's art because we painted on them. Like, come on, let's all be honest for a second and realize that looks sort of dumb. At least to me, it looks dumb.
I've seen a couple good ones.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you're like, oh, they're painted.
I remember Sports Illustrated do a bikini outfit that was painted,
and that's still
that issue.
See, to me, when I look at that, that's still like, oh, look, they're naked, but they're not naked. It's just like you're still really just trying to look at their nipples and trying to see if they're hard nipples or not. That's all you're really looking at. That is legit all they're trying to figure it out. They're all trying to figure out that, but like, in the safe zone of unpainted. Like, come on. Let's be honest for a second and realize what it really is. You still
it's
just
an
want,
excuse to be naked.
Yeah, you're still just trying to look for nakedness. Let's not kid ourselves in what this is actually trying to be. It's fucking perverted. It's what it is. Just because you put on some paint, come on.
But when I'm
come on, America.
My personal stance on some of the cosplayers is I think some of them do take it too far. Like I'm not trying to be a prude and be like, oh my god, this is too sexy. I can't look at it. But I guess I'm saying this from more of, like, if I was a mom perspective. Because, like, there are kids that go to Comic-Con, and I don't know if I'd be, like, fully comfortable with, like, bringing, like, an 8-year-old kid, and then right next to him, he can, like, literally look up the butt of some girl.
Yeah, or like, you can see a naked Indian, Native American.
You know, and it's just, like, I don't know, I think that they do take it far, but then at the same time,
that's
it's something
girls,
to argue, though, about in comics.
You know,
that's how they're actually drawn.
Yeah, but let's be honest. When you go look at like the galleries of cosplay in like whatever, like in the websites, it's always just girls. This
yeah,
is like a girl thing. There's never any
thing.
Guys. There's no guys.
Let
they never look at the guy.
So we have like
sometimes
these hot girls, really hot girls, mostly, and dressing great.
With tits,
and
it's always tits in the face too. It's always big ass tits in the face
and
when
the
they
butt
try.
And but I'm saying like they look great, you know. And but then where are the hot guys? That's my question. In comic books, there's like so many guys that look great too, like naturally great. And I have really yet to see that. I've yet to see like Comic-Con guys like looking like Green Arrow or the Hulk or like
the Hulk.
But I, you know, like, but Batman is still covered, you know what I mean? But like, or like, why don't you have like some type of like Superman, like Smallville, guys, with his shirt open, with his farmer outfit, and like, you know how he's like nailed to the cross of the corn, you know? And how come you don't have like his shirt open like that?
Because the people who are releasing these galleries and the guys that the people are taking the photos are guys.
That's fine.
That's why
I want to see like the only even stance is to have like sexy male cosplayers.
Well, that's
I don't really see that. I will say like, and I personally didn't find him like attractive for me, but I remember at New York Comic Con one year there was like this guy that was like tribal, that like he was pretty like toned and like he had six pack and all that, and he was like dancing around like advertising something. I think he was like hired by the booth to dance around. But I just remember that one guy, because I was like, oh, that guy's in shape. But like, I don't remember really seeing any other guys that are in shape. But then you see like these big fat guys that dress like Batman.
But then they do actual celebrities are super hot.
That's true.
But I guess both sides, guys and girls.
Exactly. But you see like guys actually making fun of things, like really fat guys doing their cosplay. They'd be like, I'm the fat Batman. And it's like, but to me, I'm like, okay, got it. You know, like, I don't really want to see that.
Yeah.
But thank you. But yeah, I guess like to even it out, like, you know, maybe some of these girls are hired as models. Why don't people why don't people hire the hot male guys? I never see any of those guys. I just see hot booth babes. Where are the hot booth men? That's my question.
The booth hunks?
Where are the booth hunks? Where are they? I think they need to like even it out a little bit. And personally, I'm not a big fan of like the beefcake guys.
See, that's the thing. That's what's going to happen. It's if you do it like that, it's going to just look like a bunch of sausage party beef hunk dudes. And that I feel like that's actually going to like reject guys from going to a booth.
That might be true.
But girls would have to go see cool girls.
You know what I want to see? Some guy that's out there that's like works on his body, that he's like, I'm gonna advertise that I work on my body and I'm gonna attend Comic-Con, and I want to see that guy walking around. Maybe not a whole bunch of them, just a couple, just to like break it up a bit.
There probably are a whole bunch, but they're like dressed up as Ghostbusters. There probably is a whole bunch, but like they're not being photographed, or they're usually just dressed up as Superman.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I mean, I just want a couple. Like, I don't need like a big monstrous herd of them. Just a few.
I want everyone to be whatever the hell they want to be whatever size they want to be, eat whatever the fuck they want to be. But I want to get these people that are causing this disruptions and making people not feel comfortable to get the fuck out. That's all it is. I want people to be happy.
Respect.
And to be comfortable. You know, just like what Anthony Kiedis and Flea says. You know, if a girl, you know, remember Woodstock 99. Hey, if a girl wants to go out there and show off her tits, man, just like, you know, let her do that. Leave those tits alone. Don't be all grabby and shit. You know what I mean? If she wants to take her shirt off and feel free, let her do that. Don't fucking get in her way, man. And then Anthony Kiedis is like, yeah, then if you let them, they would all take their shirts off.
Yeah. It's true though.
That's true, man. Let them do
just
the fuck you want.
People.
Don't be a fucking ass. How about that? Don't be a dick. Just, you know what I mean? But that's I can say that all I want, but it's sometimes people need to get beaten up with a bullwhip. Maybe that's how it is. But maybe they like that. I don't know.
But do you think also the outfits are a little much?
That you're asking the wrong person.
You're like, oh, I like it.
No, I'll probably critique it on its, you know, on its like accuracy.
Yeah, but they are accurate, know, so yeah. Good for yeah. that.
But everyone, go out there and, you know, be the best person, be the best cosplay person you can be. That's who we are. That's who everyone is. Just don't be that guy. Just don't be that guy. That's right. This show is brought to you by StraightProductions.com. Astray Productions. Check out my work at joecarabello.com, at goastray.tumblr.com, one-shot.com. Don't forget to check out Carolyn's work, curls-studio.com. Also, every Monday, new comic strip by Carolyn called Curls. curls-studio.com/curls. And there you go.
Yes.
CarolynJoeShow.com, Stitcher, iTunes, and we'll see you later. See you later, Carolyn.
Cosplay. Woo!